The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about recycling because this is music to my ears, this news. Apparently, Gen Z are brutal at it. Millennials, Gen Xers, Boomers, all amazing recyclers. Gen Z, utterly rubbish. Henry McKean has been digging through all of this for us, all the detail of these latest stats. Henry, what can you tell me?
Kieran, October is National Reuse Month. The Irish people, well, anyone who lives in Ireland, I should say, have been urged to take a minute before you bin it.
Didn't know we were going down that route. Ireland for the Irish, what? Didn't think you were one of them, Henry. God, you only got your passport a wet week and you're pulling the drawbridge up behind you.
I welcome everyone. I was welcomed into this country 34 years
Go
ago.
Go on.
Everyone.
Go on, nope.
And, you know, who keeps this country going?
Anyway.
Our new friends, our new cousins. Anyway, 2/3 of the contents of general waste bins should be in the food waste bin or in the recycling bin. This includes food waste, paper and plastic packaging. I met these young people and this young lady in DCU.
Are you any good at recycling?
No, not at all.
And why is it your age group? How old are you?
I'm 18.
You know, we always thought that we were going to save the planet for your age group, but for you guys, it's like, it's a big effort putting them all in different bins. You might be tired, you might be exhausted.
It's just something I don't think about. Like, it's not, you know, top of my priorities, but it probably should be.
But you put it in the bin, but it might not be the right bin. And do you have different bins at home for different things?
Yeah, we do, but yeah.
And what do your folks say?
To put it in the correct bins.
And do you?
No.
Rarely?
Very rarely, but most of the time we take it out and put it back in the right
one. Is it confusing? Is it laziness?
You
can't see the big picture because, you know, by putting it
like
in the right bin, will that save
happens.
The planet?
Yeah, I just think people won't see it until it happens, to be honest, like when it comes to the worst.
And do you think the world will end on your watch or will it be your grandkids?
Grandkids. Mm.
So it's
or
difficult.
It's possible it could be either, like, it just depends if people put in the effort to recycle and do things for the environment, I suppose.
And what do your parents think of all this?
They're very environmental friendly. Like, they'll put everything in the right bins and recycle all the time and are very strict about plastic and all that. So they're very...
But you're not.
No.
Okay, so Henry, how much success has the deposit return scheme been, the bottle return scheme?
Well, it's getting there. I know my son, for example, he's raised over 100 euro from collecting bottles, which is a lot of bottles at 15 cents and 20
cents. Yeah.
And that's his pocket money, all his pocket money. I know I'm a terrible parent, but his pocket money, he wanders around.
But you see them doing this, young lads, or after matches, walking out of GAA grounds, and I'm sure it's the same in other sports, with armfuls of plastic bottles.
At the half marathon in the Phoenix Park a few weeks ago, my son
that would
got
have been.
€8.60-something.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of bottles.
Because the runners have a swig of the bottle and just chuck it to the side.
Oh, and he was pouring out half, you know, and I had to carry them through all the deer to get back to the... Anyway, but to answer your question, over 400 million bottles have been brought back since it started in February. I met this homeless man who collects bottles to get by.
You were just at the return machine. How much did you get?
€1.
You got €1. Euro and five.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Very happy.
When it comes to young people and recycling, does this help? You know, if there's money.
Yeah. Because I'm homeless, so I live in a tent.
So you live in a tent and you're going to live on that.
Collect them.
You collect them?
Yeah, because the Irish government doing nothing for us.
You're having a pizza at the moment. What are you going to do with the pizza box when it's done?
Well, I'll probably just put it in the bin.
Because it's confusing. I mean, does a pizza box go in recycling or does it go in the bin? Because it'll have a bit of grease on it and a bit of tomato.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the cardboard because some cardboard is compostable. Depends what it is. I actually haven't even looked on this book if it says, but I'll probably just put it in the recycling.
And you've also got like an iced coffee and you've got some sort of green drink. What is it?
An iced matcha.
Okay, so it's like a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
What will you do with the cups afterwards? And then you've got the paper straws as well.
Probably put them in the bin, but obviously they're dirty, so you have to rinse them out first before you put them in the bin.
And then the paper straws can't be recycled because they're damaged.
Yeah, so just the general.
So they could just be incinerated.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And are you any good at recycling?
I work in a place and we are all about recycling, so we'll wash out our bin bags and reuse our bin bags. We'll, with our, like say with
cream cartons now, we'll wash them out, and then sometimes we use them as decorations and stuff like that as well to try and reuse them rather than just getting rid of them straight away.
Okay, so what about My Waste? What are they saying?
Yeah, I mean, this is an expert, and it's always good to chat with an expert. I got to speak to Dr. Joanne Rourke from My Waste.
Well, I think everybody understands the importance of recycling, and I think we have the best of intentions, but there is a disconnect between our good intentions and our actions sometimes. I think with younger people, I think they're just busy. Lives are very busy. Maybe they're rushed. People with small children, maybe they've lots of other things on their mind. And that, you know, at that moment, that crucial moment of decision, I suppose, when you're standing there in front of a bin with something in your hand, wondering where to put it, they're just thinking about something else. So what we're trying to do with this campaign, our Take a Minute Before You Bin It campaign, is to just ask people to take a pause, think about where the item they want to recycle should go, and then to put it in the right bin. So food waste in your food waste bin and recyclables in the recycling bin. The reason this is important is the EPA did some research that showed that about two-thirds of what's in our general waste bin could be recycled. And the big problem with that isn't so much that these items are going to incineration or they're going to landfill, but it's that we're actually losing the value of this material. There's still a lot of value in that material, believe it or not. It might look like a load of old rubbish.
Like tinfoil, for example?
But yeah, like tinfoil. Tinfoil is made from aluminium, which is one of the most recyclable materials. And aluminium is really important when we recycle it, because it can be recycled to the same grade each time, which plastic is, it's kind of downcycled. You get a lower grade of plastic every time you recycle, but with aluminium you get a premium product each time, so it's really, really important. And for instance, food waste is super important, because we can, it's two things we can do with it. We can compost it at commercial composting facilities, which gives us lovely compost to enrich our soils with and grow food, or we can send it to anaerobic digestion. So that just means that we're breaking it down in the absence of oxygen, and we're creating biogas, which gives us a renewable source of energy.
Could pizza boxes go in there?
Yes, they can. We would normally recommend to put pizza boxes in your brown bin or your food waste bin, because you know, you'll get oils there and bits of cheese and so on. Because any items that are recycled have to be more or less pristine, they have to be pretty clean. So yes, pizza boxes can go into your food waste bin.
Okay, so says Dr. Joanne Rourke from My Waste, the expert view, as Henry describes it. What about Gen Z, Henry?
Well, don't even
famous,
get me...
The elusive Gen
don't
Z.
Don't even get me started. So the Gen Z ages, I need to get this right. They're basically youngins. Can you say youngins? And according...
They're vintage now, apparently. Gen Alpha are taking over.
Yes. So my son would be a Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
But according to DS Smith, they're a packaging company. 64% of boomers admitted to throwing something in the bin instead of recycling it because they couldn't be bothered to clean it out. So a boomer is basically, I don't know, an older person, a much older person, someone like my parents' age in their 70s. And the figure rose to 92% for Gen Z and 84% for millennials.
Whoa, sorry, we need to labour this point. Gen Z are the worst. Gen Z are terrible.
Yes, this is what we've taken from this survey. It turns out the young people, the teenagers, don't care. They don't give a damn. They throw it on the ground. They put it in the wrong bin.
They're the people ruining this planet.
They don't care. Your generation, my generation, we care.
We care deeply.
Our best. We
care too much, some people might say.
To collect all the bottles and do all the recycling. But the young'uns don't give a flying f... Sorry, I'm getting a bit passionate here.
We're getting a bit passionate.
Sorry.
Anyway, reel it in.
Sorry about that. So yes, and just a quick reminder, millennials were born between 81 and 1996. Here are students. Some really try and recycle.
Well, yeah, definitely try put it in the right bin anyway. It's been drilled into me by my parents to try my best to save the recyclables for the 15 cents and the...
So you try and do it to get the 15 cent back?
Yeah, definitely.
And we can hear the bins being emptied there. So people are trying to put things in the right bins here in DCU.
I learned at a very young age to do that right. My dad was part of the waste company, so I was always told. Sometimes I see other people doing it.
So you see friends doing it badly?
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
No.
You just let them away with it?
Yeah.
I just put my pizza into the recycling.
So you put your pizza in the recycling?
No, pizza box.
The box.
It was empty, yeah, it was empty. An empty pizza box.
And with pizza boxes, it's a difficult one because, you know, the paper, the cardboard might have a bit of pizza on it, so it might not be recyclable. Where do you stand on that?
I mean, I polished it off fairly well, so like...
So there was very little remains and bits of tomato?
Oh, there was nothing in it. Just a few, like, you know, the little bits of, well, like...
Grease.
Flour. No, oh, like, the little bits of flour off the crust, that was it.
Are you eco-conscious? Do you know where to put the items when you're finished with? Which bins?
With the cans, definitely. We leave them out and put them in a bag and then bring them to the shop. I do know, like, certain, like, the yogurt pans, I wash it out.
So you wash them?
I wash them and recycle them, but I think a lot of, like, the softer plastics I do throw in the disposable bin, which I know isn't good, but sometimes it's, like, down to laziness, I think, a lot of people.
And it's tiredness and laziness, and that beat behind us, believe it or not, is a man trying to recycle the rubbish and get it all sorted. It's that thing, you might be tired, I'll just stick it in the bin, no one's going to mind.
Yeah,
it's not going to save the planet.
Yeah, sometimes it is, but... most of the time I do recycle and I do try my best to recycle, but a lot of it is down to some the softer plastics and stuff, just throw in the disposable.
And the hassle.
Yeah, like sometimes they're so small, little small bits, like the corners of bars and wrappers and stuff.
And then having to wash them out.
Yes.
If it's like a carton.
Oh,
like
I'd wash out a carton, a
you
yogurt.
Would.
Yeah, I would, at home.
Even but if, like, you're really tired and perhaps a bit hungover.
Yeah, but not out in public, more at home. If I was eating one in public, it'd be just thrown because there's nowhere to wash it.
Those were some students who, they really try and recycle, but as Henry says, many fail. Many, too many Gen Z failing. Henry McKean, my fellow millennial, thank you very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.